Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
Have you ever lost your keys or something that's important to you and search frantically to recover that item? In today's world, some of us are fearful of losing things that our great-grandparents only dreamed we would have. You know, things like a smartphone. But how much of our life is tied up in that device? You know, they've even come up with a new term, like nomophobia, to label the fear of being without your cell phone. But there's one thing common with most things we lose, and that is we tend to appreciate the thing that we've lost much more after we've recovered them than when we had it safely in our possession. But have you ever lost something that is not even visible? Something like love, or security, or even your sense of peace in this world, which can definitely be disturbed when you're desperately searching for something you've lost. Today, I'd like to focus on seeking peace and making the pursuit of peace a priority in our life. But first, let's enjoy as our friend Ashton Cassidy shares with us the song, Seek Ye First, the Kingdom of God.
Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore, I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life for the meat, and the body the raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they shall not, neither do they reap, or gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? But why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil or not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, not even Solomon, all his glory was not arrayed like with these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore, take not that saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, where us all shall be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the sins of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Ashton, for that great reminder that if we seek the kingdom of God, all these things, the needs that you have, the needs that I have, will be provided, will be taken care of as we trust him. For he is faithful, he is good, he is kind and gracious. How about we take our needs to him in prayer, even now? Lord Jesus, we're thankful this morning that we can bring our cares and concerns to you this morning. Lord, you see the one that's listening this morning. You see the things that are weighing on their mind, the stresses, the burdens of this life. I pray, Lord, that you'd help them as they look to you to find peace, to find strength, to find the provision that they need, even this morning. Lord, if there's one listening this morning that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, would you speak to them? Help them to find in you the peace, true peace, that comes from knowing Jesus, knowing that our sins are forgiven, and that all is clear between our soul and God. I pray that you would bless in this program. We ask that your will be accomplished. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now this morning, we're happy to welcome our new senior pastor, Reverend Curtis Going and family, as they begin ministry here in Lebanon. We trust that God will bless and help them as they lead the ministries of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. And I hope you'll be able to join us this morning in person for the service, but if not, you can always go to lebanongmc.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's lebanongmc.com.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw through the darkest storm, and just in time, His mercy rescues me. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault. He looked beyond my fault. He looked beyond.
Our scripture for today comes from Psalm chapter 34. I'm going to break in at verse number 11. Psalm 34 and verse 11 says, "Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Like a father or a grandfather wishing to teach the next generation, the psalmist calls the younger listener to listen to what I have for you. He starts with a very important question, asking, "Do you want to have a good and long life?" Indicating he's found an answer to this pressing question. The first instruction that he gives may be the hardest, though. He says, "Keep thy tongue from evil." The book of James says this about the tongue. In James chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." Then in verses 7 through 10 in James chapter 3, we read, "For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." Ouch. It hits a little too close for comfort, doesn't it? Maybe right now you're thinking, "Well, I live in a country where I have freedom of speech. Don't tell me what I can and cannot say." Well, I'm not telling you what you can and cannot say, but your tongue reveals the thoughts of your mind and expresses the convictions of your heart. If your heart is kind, your tongue speaks kind words. If your heart is loyal, your words express that loyalty. If your heart is filled with wisdom, then wise words will come from your mouth. But if your heart is evil, your words will betray you. If your heart is filled with guile, or another word for that would be deceitful, then your words are filled with falsehoods and trickery. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." Again, your mouth and your speech reveal on the outside what you're cultivating and developing on the inside. A heart that is transformed by the power of God is first evidenced by a change in the words that are spoken by the individual. Here in Psalm 34 we read in verse 13, "Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile." Then in verse 14 we read, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." "Don't be evil" was a phrase once used in search engine giant Google's corporate code of conduct. It was a great reminder for employees of a company that dominates online information. But the problem of evil does exist in our world, and it is the antithesis of the peace that we're to be seeking. If there's evil in your life, you really need to turn from it and look for good to do if you're going to seek peace and pursue it. Now we're finally to the theme for our broadcast today, seek peace. Peace. Two definitions that we often think of in relation to the word peace. First is the freedom from disturbance or tranquility. It's a sense of calm, that everything is all right. It's a place that is safe and secure, where one can rest and recover from a crazy and hectic world. Now, for me personally, I grew up on a farm, so life in the city is a little foreign to me. And even today, if I stay in a big city where there's traffic and noise 24/7, I'll lay awake longer than usual, just listening, because quiet and tranquility seems to be missing there. On a spiritual level, though, when your soul is in turmoil and you know that there's sins weighing you down, peace and tranquility are far from you. Even if you've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ and have never known the freedom from sin's power and control, you realize that there's something missing. There's something needed in your life. Absolutely nothing satisfies the heart as the knowledge that I'm at peace with my Maker, the God of all. A second definition of peace is it's a state of or a period in which there is no war, or where war is ended. On the world stage, wars and rumors of wars seem to be a constant threat, and it seems that peace is simply not possible between many different nations. In politics, there's great division and fighting going on even now, and we pray that righteousness and peace will prevail even as we're approaching a national election. Now, hopefully in your home there's peace and not division and fighting, but once again, peace can be so easily lost, even in a family. Spiritually speaking, if you're in a war with the God of the universe, you will not have peace in your life. The remaining verse of this chapter attest to that fact. Verse 15 says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." Now, what a comfort that is to know that God hears and sees the righteous. He's listening to them. But verse 16 says, "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." Oh, my friend, if God is against you, will there be anything in your life that will prosper or do well or that will last? Will you someday stand in anguish as it all comes to ruin? Verse 17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." You see, if peace seems to be too far from you, and hopelessness seems to flood your spirit, be assured that God knows all about it. He is ready and willing to save you. You simply need to turn to Him, to confess your need to Him. Admit that you need Him to bring peace into your life. You see, the pursuit of peace is really a pursuit of God and His righteousness. As ruler and Lord of all, He is the ultimate and final authority on all matters. Seeking peace can best be accomplished by seeking for His will and for His way in all the problems of life. It's not a glib or a trite answer to the questions of how to find peace. In fact, the very next verse speaks to that. Verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." It's not a path without troubles or any problems, but it truly is the best and most effective way to find peace in your life. In fact, Psalm 34 is not the only place God records this message for us. but it's repeated in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Here it says, "Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil, do good, let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." If you are looking for peace, be sure that the best place to find it is in Jesus Christ and his mercy and his provision for you. And let me assure you that if you're seeking God, you're seeking the best one, the best place to find peace.
I found what I wanted when I found the Lord. I found more than pleasures of earth could afford. I knew the moment I knelt how rich my life really could be. Yes, God did this for me. I found what I wanted, my searching is through. My life has a purpose that I never knew. As gently he leads me, I trust in his word. I found what I wanted when I found the Lord. You'll know what it means to have wonderful rest. The life of a Christian is always the best. So come and see for yourself that what I have told you is true. God will do this for you. Nothing in this world can satisfy your needs like Jesus. Nothing in this world can satisfy your needs like Jesus. Jesus is the source of strength each day as we turn to him. He will guide our way. Nothing in this world can satisfy your needs like Jesus. Jesus is the source of strength each day. As we turn to him, he will guide our way. Nothing in this world can satisfy your needs like Jesus.
Well, thank you for being with me today. The song we just listened to was from Pensacola Christian College, and it was titled, "I Found What I Wanted." I trust this morning that you're at peace with God and your fellow man. My friend, this morning, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you personally know the power of God at work in your life? If you have a question about how to be saved or another spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by the church today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or at 6 o'clock tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment with someone who cares about your spiritual state. The number to call is 717-273-3690, or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We would be delighted to help you in any way that we can. Today I'm going to close our broadcast with a familiar song sung by the Anthony Webb family entitled Seekers of Your Heart. I trust it's true for you this morning, and I trust the Lord to bless and keep you, give you peace throughout this week.
Until we give you first place.
Seekers of